DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with
Ender's Logic.
We call you Muscle Hammer.
Flopsy.
That the system...
Your host, Robert Digital.
Reload. Game changer overused.
And
Smoochie. I'm pretty good at MOBAs.
All right.
So...
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. It's Bobby. I'm here with Chad.
Hey.
Chi.
Good evening.
And Emilio.
Konnichiwa.
Wow.
All right.
Or good morning, or good afternoon. Sorry, I kind of threw that out.
Yeah.
We are recording this one in the last minute, but it's going to be fresh in your ears tomorrow.
Yep.
First thing we want to do before we go any further is give a shout out to our good friend Rubber Nuts. He just had a birthday a few days ago.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Rubber Nuts.
Don't expect it for everybody's birthday. This is a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Well, no, they tell us it's your birthday. We'll probably give a shout out.
Mm-hmm. But then if they tell us and we don't do it, then we lose a listener.
Yeah. Well, I think
crying.
He told me that he told Chad about it and asked him to give him a shout out, and we forgot last week. So I was like, and then he's like, I'm telling you because you'll probably remember.
Yeah. I have the worst memory.
I forgot as well.
Don't.
You told me too.
You were too busy like drowning in your giant Slurpee cup over Skype.
Apologies for Discord. Last week.
What were you drinking? You were drinking something while we were recording.
I had a Coke in hand.
Okay.
I was trying to get caffeine going because it was going to be a long flight. But that was fun. It was interesting. It was different.
And then you were in Hawaii this week.
Yeah. And I thought I looked tan, and I come in, and it was like, you're red, dude. I was like, fuck, I can't even get like a tan from my...
You definitely got some sun, though. It's good. It looks good on you.
Cool.
Let's promote our iTunes review giveaway. It's been a super long time since we've done one of these. Basically, if you've already left us a review, I think you do one per year, so you can resubmit. So you could do one per year, and then you'll be submitted twice. So go on there, iTunes review. You can, Bobby, if they go to our website, they could just click, and it'll take them right to our website on iTunes, right? I believe, where it says subscribe.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you just click on that and then just leave us a review, you'll be answered.
You know, if we're three, we're three, so be it.
Yeah, but nobody's ever said that once. But yeah, if we're three, we're three. And so we're giving away $20. Oh, and if you leave us a 3-star review, you ain't getting $20.
That's not really fair.
Hey, no, you can do any review one.
Yeah, you can, but you're not going to get $20. So anyway... And then I'll randomly select somebody, and this is going to go on for the next 3 weeks. 20, 20, 20. You get 20. You get 20. And you get 20.
And this is good for our just overall community. The more reviews we get, the higher up it is in iTunes. The higher up in iTunes, more people listen, and the more people join Discord and join the community. So it's good for everybody if you do it, and we really would appreciate it if you did. And if you already have, thank you very much again.
It's very obscure. It's hard to track. Like, when you're trying to say how popular you are and stuff, there's not a whole lot of things that you can show people. iTunes reviews is one of the strongest ways to show how large your community is. So, thanks.
Yep. Trying to buy our fame. Not above it.
Yeah, not above it at all.
All right. So, we should talk about last week under errors.
I am embarrassed.
One of our listeners... mentioned to me on Discord, he's like, hey, you know, you guys said that Symmetra was being taken out of Overwatch. I can't find a thing about that online. I was like, really? So I Googled it, and I could not find anything about it. And yeah, it turns out that was an April Fool's thing. We recorded on April Fool's.
Yes, and I will take all the blame on that one. I did not check my source. I just read it. And I believed it because, you know what, I feel like that would be a very Blizzard thing.
But you should be super happy because Symmetra's your girl, right?
Yeah, she is my girl. I am ecstatic, but I'm also ashamed that I fell for an April Fool's
trick. The best of us.
So I apologize, guys. April Fool's, Symmetra's still in Overwatch. So.
I fell for one, too. I thought there was a UFC one there where the UFC president got fired, and he's like, but how am I fired? I'm the president. And then I even so much that I put it in Discord. I was like, I hope this is a prank, but I was believing it, so I can totally see how you fell for it.
Bobby, you were mentioning that one of her costumes is going away, though. Did you
Yeah, when I was looking this up, I found something about a skin that might be removed. I don't know if they said it will or not, but apparently some people found it offensive, Hindu people.
Oh, probably your Hindu one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened with Callie and Smite, too.
Wait, which did they get a new skin? Because all her skins...
No, it's an old one.
Which one?
She's like a Hindu.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Or whatever. Or a Hindu god.
I think they're called Ronnies, but anyways.
Yeah, whatever. So... that happened to Callie. Remember the very early days of Smite? Because she looks like a fucking slut, let's be honest.
She's got forearms.
Everybody in Smite does, though, yeah. Let's be honest.
They're all
more on this later.
All of them. Almost all of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who you're referencing, but it was
Callie
hard.
Was the one that was all red.
She's purple, dude.
I know, but everybody wore her red skin. Like, you'd always see her, like, blood red. Mm. And she had the forearms, and she was really quick, and she had skulls on the side of her.
She has a predator
skin. Oh, I remember her.
She's
yes.
still in the game, just different looking now.
No, I think they never just... changed her. They were like, you know, it's artistic license.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. I mean...
Oh, well, they did change things for Chinese gods in Smite, because... They weren't even allowed into China unless they changed their Chinese.
But
guys.
that's a money thing.
Yeah, that was definitely a money thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like who is it?
Sun Wukong.
Sun Wukong got changed, and
Guan Yu.
Guan Yu got changed. Yeah. I think that was just because nobody would pick it up as a publisher. You can't publish in China unless you have a Chinese publisher. So like if you are on WoW if you're in WoW on China server, that's not published by Blizzard. That's published by a Chinese publisher, and no Chinese publisher would pick them up unless they change it, is what I heard. I haven't fact checked this at all.
I find it kind of weird because so they're like, hey, Callie's way too slutty. She's a goddess of whatever it is. Like, change it, and they're like, no, artistic license, blah blah blah. But then they've never done Jesus or Muhammad or anybody like that. Are they saying that the Hindu religion just isn't as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe just the.
I guess you gamer, don't get a pantheon.
The gamer base, how many are Hindus? And of the Hindus, how many really care what it is? It's not like you're doing a depiction of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised they haven't done Jesus or angels. Well,
there's no pantheon. That's the thing, though.
But they could have do angels.
The saints.
I thought the angels would be cool, but, you know, whatever. Hmm.
All right, let's move on the radar, games that have got our attention, new or otherwise. One game that I just bought as of today, it went on sale, is Ballistic Tanks. I had this on my wish list, and I got an email from Steam saying that, hey, your game's on sale for like $250. So I had to pick it up. Now, I picked up this game for one reason. It looks like this Atari game from the 70s called Combat.
Oh, yeah.
And...
That's the top-down where the bouncy shots.
Yeah, it's an Atari game, so it's just a bunch of blocks moving around. You could really describe any Atari game as that. But I don't really think this is going to be a great game.
You don't have the sound on, do you, buddy?
But No. Yeah. But I don't know. I like all these games that they pull back. There was Tank Wars. Remember when I was talking about Shell Shock Live? That was like a new rendition of Tank Wars.
Yeah, that's the side-scrolling one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you had to do projectile.
You had to do trajectories, yeah.
Yeah, and trajectory.
So this one's top down and you just roam around. It's like a twin stick. It's like the first twin stick shooter back in the day.
Yeah, I like it. It kind of, to me, it's a little reminiscent of maybe Bomberman mixed with Pong.
What was that?
Pac-Man.
Super throwback.
What was that night game?
When it said
the become the juggernaut, it reminded me of the night game where you all fought for the middle and then you became like the super knight. Yep, I told you. You had sound up.
Well, somebody just let one rip.
Yep.
Apparently what it sounded like.
Oh, there's jets versus in this.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, in Combat 2, they had planes, but it was still like a top-down. It was more than just tanks.
You guys don't remember that night game that we played?
Yeah, but I don't remember the name of it, man.
Fuck. All right. Somebody tell me what
I was
going to
say about this was that usually this mode is like a mini game inside of another game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's a very simple
bunch
game.
Of times. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really surprised they haven't redone Bomberman. There must be some sort of copyright or some sort of legal reason why that hasn't happened. But people would eat that shit up because Bomberman was one of those games on Super Nintendo that I would go over and spend the night at a friend's house and we'd play that till like 5 in the morning. Like, would not sleep.
I'm pretty sure there's new ones. I'm pretty sure.
We
I feel like I would have heard about that.
There's new ones on console. I don't think it's gotten to PC, though.
I've played some newer ones on console, but nothing current generation.
Are they just as fun? I feel like it was fun because that was the best thing at the time.
The last one I remember playing, I think it was
on that.
Some around the Dreamcast era, and it was Bomberman 3D.
I've played way more recently than this.
Oh.
Like on one of the...
I think it's on Wii.
Either the Xbox Live or the PSN. We played a version of Bomberman, and you could set up all the different rules and everything like that.
Is that the one where we play that as a drinking game? You're on the outside, and you can throw bombs in?
That's Bomberman.
Yeah, I played that one too.
Yeah. But anyways, new coder, you want to talk about that?
No, it's just that it's been announced that BioWare Austin is working on a new coder. That's Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay.
The reason this is... important is because the original Knights of the Old Republic is...
It's an amazing game.
Yeah, one of the most treasured games of all time.
Are you guys nervous about it potentially ruining, you know, a reboot or whatever this is?
I feel like it's potentially ruin so old.
Yeah, I've never played this game.
It's almost a clean slate at this point now.
I tried. I couldn't. I tried about 3 years ago.
I tried playing it on mobile because you can play on the free on the Amazon Underground and download this, but it was so big on my phone I could never get it to run. Mm-hmm. So one of these days I'll figure out how to get
Chad,
it to run.
Do you need Amazon Prime to have Amazon whatever?
Underground?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because I've always had it. So
I just got to tell everybody, I ain't know about it. I've been screaming it from the rooftops. You can get free food delivery from Amazon Prime. I'm 20 pounds heavier now.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And the first one, you get $10 off with their Dine In 10 mm-hmm. coupon. This is, we're giving them free commercial because they ain't paying us for this.
And I'm going to be honest, it's harder to be excited about something that BioWare is doing after the Andromeda thing. Not that it was a bad game. We all say that it's a good game. But
yeah, I'm a little nervous about it too. I'll be honest too.
You got anything else on that one, Chi?
On the new, I'm excited to play it. Hopefully they learn from the Andromeda experience. We don't know if it's the same development team behind it.
No, we know it's a different one.
Yeah. So we can't like, let's just say the bar is going to be set high just like it was with Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And hopefully they do not disappoint.
I don't know about Austin. Is Austin a new BioWare?
I think I've Austin was the original. Montreal is the one that did this one, right? The Andromeda?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Austin was the original, but I don't know. One of our listeners will probably tell me how wrong I am.
Yeah. With KOTOR, I feel like since it was such an old title, I barely remember how the game played, but I do remember how enthralling the entire experience was in terms of storytelling, character development, and that's something that I'm really excited about.
Bobby, you never talk about this game. Did you enjoy it?
I played it for like 15 minutes and I realized what it was, and it was pretty dated. So,
how long ago was that?
Probably 5 years ago. I did try to play it again.
5 years ago it was dated? Shit.
Yeah. But I did try to play it again, and I tried to do all the patches and updates to make it a little more modern, and I just got lost along the way doing that. And I wasn't that invested in the game, so I just kind of gave up at that point.
Mm. I played it back when it was fairly new, where it was still on shelves in retail stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was when I was much younger, too. So I can't recall too much, but I did enjoy it. I wouldn't put it down. It was almost like when a new Sims came out, I would play it up until 8 a.m. in the morning and then like dedicate the next 3 or 4 days until I beat it, until I just got tired of it. In this case, I beat it.
Is Knights of the Old Republic the first game that had the good evil choice system? Go on with it.
Do you remember that, G?
Yes, at least that was mainstream that I knew about.
See, Jedi Knight had that, too. Like, you would go light side or dark side. But wasn't an RPG.
Talking about, like, conversation.
Yeah, the conversation dialogue, choices. Yeah. That's what... KOTOR is the original game that I can think of.
KOTOR or KOTOR?
I don't know.
I like...
Welcome back, KOTOR.
I like KOTOR.
KOTOR.
Let's just call it Knights of the Old Republic.
Grab her by the KOTOR.
All right, what else we got? That's stupid.
Last week.
I don't like you anymore.
Wait, I'm sorry.
For making me laugh at that.
Bobby picked up a new game on Steam, I did too, that was on extreme discount. I did not know this, but Outlast has DLC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The DLC's great.
Yeah, and I have yet to play it, and I will, once I beat Outlast, play the DLC.
It's okay. Kind of, if you, that's if cool. It's been a long time since you played the first Outlast, then the second one might not have the same impact, because the second one is, the story coincides with the first one. So you're a different person, and you're kind of going through your own journey through this haunted place, and while the person from the first game is going through theirs, and then it kind of overlaps, and yours can continues further. So the stories overlap. I really like what they did there.
That's a great way to use old resources, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's the same place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's a good game, it's a good game. Which one did you enjoy better?
Ooh, I don't know. I thought the DLC, that was on that.
Which one was that last?
That was on my top five scary games of 2014.
Oh, that's right.
But I thought, I mean, the DLC is a lot shorter, and it's not like a full, substantial game. And if you played it without playing the first one, it wouldn't really make any sense. But I really like the second one.
Which one was which one was that game? Outlast. Like, do you have guns and stuff in there? Were you shooting things?
Yeah, you had a camera, and you were in a prison.
Okay.
So you're just running in an asylum.
Right. And you're just trying to escape. That's that's the whole point.
Classic journalist pulls up to a scary place, gets trapped inside, running away from all the different.
Stupid.
But it's really just a cat and mouse game. Like you're the mouse trying to avoid the cats until you can get out of the maze, right?
Playing hide and go seek the whole time.
Okay, cool.
All right. So Destiny 2 is confirmed for PC. I think last week we maybe jumped the gun. Now whoever makes it has actually said that they're doing it. So. That's good. If you like,
I will
the first
be playing
one.
This. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I am too.
So, I remember
they better fix the fucking loot system.
What people really
fuck you guys
kept saying about Destiny was like, "Oh, consoles finally got their version of." But what is it? It's like
it's an MMO.
It's an actual MMO with a good community.
What's the closest?
It was similar
like
to
Warframe. A lot of people compare
Warframe.
It.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah,
that is.
Yeah. That consoles finally got Warframe.
So. Well, consoles have Warframe also.
To be honest, I have not played Destiny, but I will play Destiny 2. I guess I am a little bit too PC master race these days, but all of my friends that have consoles on top of it play Destiny, love Destiny, have invested a lot of time.
Wait,
and
who made
I feel
this
like
game
the
yet?
Second one's going to be it's going to bring everybody back
who made
together again.
Destiny?
Yeah.
Bungie, right?
Bungie, that's right.
So check this out.
We'll play Chi because I want to.
Yay!
You can carry me.
We also.
Because I'm terrible at shooters.
Chad and I might also be playing the new Final Fantasy up and coming
what
in
is
June.
It? Blood?
Stormblood?
Stormblood.
I believe.
Yeah.
I could be
that's
wrong.
That's for the MMO, right?
Yeah.
It's 14. The new expansion. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to play with Spunwire. Spunwire plays with me, so.
Awesome.
Get your stuff on.
So, D&D.
You missed Dawn of War 3, by the way. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Let me finish this.
Okay.
Zap put together a D&D crew off of the Discord. So there's, I think, 5 or 6 of us, maybe. Maybe 4, something like that. Between 4 and 6. A lot of people said, hey, let's do it. But he's very on the ball. And he's like, there's obviously, as you would think, there's a ton of websites to help you like go along. He already sent me my character sheet. Apparently, I'm a dashing halfling.
Wait, you didn't get to pick?
Halfling rogue. No, because he wants a very specific... Like, I'd rather it this way.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
He's already got a...
Have you played D&D
he's got
before?
A campaign.
I've never played.
Oh.
So I'm super stoked.
Do you want to borrow my dice?
No.
I think it's all electronic.
Are you guys playing on Tabletop Simulator, or what's like the best way to play D&D online?
Apparently, there's websites. I'll get back to you. This is all preliminary. But he's got a scheduler wherein you're available, and we all clicked.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. The character sheet's deeper than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's like, here's your motivations in life. And well, I'm like, whoa,
cause you're
shit,
like,
I don't have any real
it's role-playing.
Yeah, role-playing.
You're supposed to be role-playing.
But,
related to that, did I talk about this last week or the week before? I'm actually joining a D&D group with some guys at work. There's going to be 4 of us in the DM that's going to be doing this. So we start this Wednesday, so I'll be able to have an update. But
like
this is
Wednesday evenings or
Wednesday evenings at work. We're going to play at work.
Like after work?
After work, yeah.
He's already got enough costumes.
But these are like
closet,
full-on tabletop. Like we're not doing any this is dice, and I might need to borrow your dice.
No.
I'll get back to you.
Very
sure
girly, actually.
That's ridiculous to be rolling all those dice.
No, we're going to be doing tables.
Use an app. Right?
No, it's
ooh, an app.
You get to
use
pick
an
out
app.
Your own die.
Yeah, you
want
to blow on them.
Yeah,
make sure you get your luck going.
I have mine in a purple velvet bag.
Yeah. Do you have the clear ones?
Yeah, I do.
In pink.
Yeah, and I have pink ones. I have
that's
like
what I
turquoise
damn, he nailed
ones.
Exactly what you had.
Yeah.
All right, talk about Dawn of War.
Dawn of War 3. I've read three things lately that are making me less and less excited. One, I guess it's a small thing. For me, it's gigantic. That there's no kill animation. So when your group of bad guys kill, or your guys killed a group of theirs, the last of your minions would like do a kill animation on the other one.
Similar to like Battle Chess, right?
Very similar to Battle Chess.
Okay.
But there's so many of these interactions that could happen, right? Because each team, every race has like, I don't know, a shit ton, 15, 20 units.
Gotcha.
And so there's so many variables of what could happen. But I would watch every single one. Like I tell you guys, I play it on slow, easy, me versus a bunch of retard AI, and I just decimate them slowly. I love it. And I would love all watch all the kill animations and everything like that. Anyway, that's out of there. Somebody saying, I read another article that said that the multiplayer has a lot. It's an open beta right now, so, you know, hopefully they fix some stuff.
Wait, it's open beta, so you should be able to join up and play, right?
Maybe it's still closed beta. It's a beta. Okay. I got into a closed beta, never launched it, then they kicked me out. So I don't know if it's open beta. And that's it.
So I guess if any of our listeners is in the Dawn of War 3,
yeah,
let us
know.
Hit
me up.
I'm trying to get in that Quake Champions beta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought that
sure.
was just, oh, all you have to do is download it, dude.
No, I had to put in my email, and I'm waiting for a letter. Oh. I'll double check that, but I...
Mr. F and Sweet played it, and he said it's a lot faster than he remembered.
And speaking
He just really sucks.
I'm sorry, and speaking of betas, since you mentioned it, in Discord this week, somebody mentioned a brand new shooter coming out. It's something with a Russian name. I am so sorry. Is it hitting striking
Blot?
The bell?
No, let her sink.
It's Escape from something or another. Escape from Tarkov?
No, keep going.
Tarkov. Just look up Tarkov. Escape from Tarkov. Okay, see, hey, I'm not bad.
Hey, pretty good.
Anyways, I was looking
at
it.
Damn, look at that, 4.9.
Yeah, I was looking at this game, and I didn't look too much into it, but from what I can tell, it's a beautiful game. We're looking at something on par with Battlefield graphics, but with a more closed environment. I forgot the major perks to it, but it's a survival shooter genre. So it's
it's similar to DayZ style?
Or Stalker, I would say. No, you know what? It looks a lot more like DayZ.
Yeah, it looks a lot like DayZ.
I'm sorry. If I hear...
Or Up Close and Personal Arma.
If I hear Russian developer, I am a little nervous.
What have you played?
What was that?
I think they do AI better than anybody.
Yeah, the Metro First Light. What was it called?
Not that one Russian developer is every Russian developer, but they're... like Stalker, this what were we just talking about?
Metro.
Yeah, Metro.
What was that? What was that?
I love Metro 2033.
Yeah. What was that one? It was like a MMO, top down MMO, where the writing was just so bad. Maybe that's why I don't like the Russian developed games, because the
this
translation is so bad.
These
but yeah,
graphics,
this looks
anyway.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere between Stalker and DayZ. I don't know what's going on. Looks good though.
And we don't know if
it's in closed beta currently.
We don't know if there's zombies or anything like that. Is it people versus people?
I doubt there are zombies in here. And from what I understand, if you pre-purchased a certain collector's edition, you got access into closed beta. Hopefully, if they go open beta, I definitely want to jump on that. Right up my alley.
I wish PUBG looked that good.
God, right. So
well, you got like the lowest graphics, right?
Yeah. Well,
so,
we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Well, I guess the big story is something that is near and dear to me and not to you guys, so I don't know how big this is, but the Un'Goro crater was released for Hearthstone. So I opened my 50 packs. They give you 3 packs if you just log in anytime. So if any of you guys already have a Hearthstone, just log in and you get 3 packs. So I opened my 53 packs. Out of there, I got 11 epics and 3 legendaries, which I didn't feel like was great, but then I talked to some other people who opened their 50 packs and everybody else said 2 legendaries. So I guess I was happy that I had 3.
You're the lucky one, as always.
What's up with the drop rates coming out of China? Remember we covered that a while ago?
They have to actually display. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how that works for Hearthstone because it's like a sliding scale. You have a better chance to get an epic the longer you go without getting one.
Bobby's opening his packs right fucking now.
Yeah, we're going to find it. But two of my three epics were actually druid epics, and one of them was the quest. I didn't know this. The quests are actually epics. This is one of the new things that are going out for this expansion. So basically, they're one cost cards, and they're legendary, so you only have one in your pack. And if you have that in your deck, you get it in your opening hand. And so the druid one is play five creatures that have five or more attack. And once you complete the quest, you get this creature card in your hand. It's a five cost eight, and battle cry says all your minions cost zero in your deck. So you want to finish your quest as quickly as possible, play the guy, and then all your and then draw as many cards as you want because you want to play all these huge creatures.
Doesn't sound like a great card.
So right now, Rogue is just completely overpowered. Their quest is play four creatures that all have the same name, and there's several ways you can do that. But if you play
there's tons of pirates, right?
It's not just class. You have to play the same named guy.
Okay. Like what?
Like a Fen Creeper.
Oh,
four
but he
Fen
has
Creepers.
A bunch of things that pop and...
Yeah, and return to hand and stuff like that.
Yeah, return to hand.
So if you play four of them, you get this kind of token or whatever, and then all your creatures become 5/5 creatures. Mm. So you can play a 1/1, and it's a 5/5 on the board.
Gotcha.
So they're right now is just stupid overpowered right now. They got to do something about Rogue.
What would you think about the aesthetics, the overall...
Awesome. Elements... The big things is elements and dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are all labeled as beasts, so beast and elementals are kind of the big thing in this.
So
shaman and hunters play with beasts, beast and elementals.
Yeah.
But then also mages play with elementals a lot, and actually priests play with elementals a lot. And there's a lot of neutral elementals, beast. So you can run it basically like mechs. Were you playing when the mechs were around?
Not really. It's like right when I
basically got. Mechs were generic enough that you could just run any class with mechs.
Gotcha.
So you can do the same thing with elementals and kind of with beasts also. And so I'm having a lot of fun. I think people are still trying to figure it out because I've been playing Arena the past couple days when I got back from Hawaii, and I'm running like 6 or 7 wins every Arena. And I was not doing that well before this expansion. So I think new people are going in and trying it out, or people still haven't figured out the meta of this expansion. So, but I'm having fun, and I'm, like I said, for the play tiers, I'm doing a druid deck just because I had the legendaries
in there.
But
see, what I thought it was when you said like your quest, I thought it's a card you get, you play it, and then you have to get it done that game, and then
what you do.
But it disappears. But
oh no, no,
it's more like a card you.
No, they still have the quests where it's play, win three with a druid and all ones. They still have those.
Gotcha.
If you also win 10, the other thing when it launched is if you win 10 matches, play matches, you get Maiev, and I'm not sure which class she is. Do you guys know what Maiev plays as? Bobby, you should know this. Yeah, Maiev the Warden.
Nah, I don't know.
Rogue, maybe. God damn, I should know that. Anyways, so everything is looking good. I want to see a little. I want to watch some esports on Hearthstone with the new expansion and see kind of what people are doing. It just seems like right now Rogues is just super juiced with their quest. I read a Forbes article which I thought was interesting, and it ranked the quest from 9 to 1. Did I talk about this last week?
Mm. No.
Okay. But a couple of these quests...
I don't listen when you talk.
A couple of these quests are just not strong at all. And it's just not balanced. And every class only has one quest. So you either use it and have to do it in that style or don't use it. And then you can kind of do what you
want. Can you run two of them in the deck?
No. Because each class only has one quest. And you
get
it firsthand.
It's a card.
It automatically gives it to your opening hand.
So you
can just start, and it's a one cost. It's always a one cost.
Gotcha.
So you either play it or you don't. So for example, a priest, it's play like a certain amount of death rattle cards, and then you get this super juiced character. So if you don't want to play Death Rattle, you can't play quests with the priest.
Yeah.
And so I just don't think they should have at least included two different quests, or I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
I see what you're saying.
But anyways, it's fun. I'm having a blast playing Hearthstone right now. The Ungoro creator certainly mixed things up, which I really like. So
yeah, you mentioned earlier when you were talking about playing ranked and new people coming into the game. Do you feel like, I mean, I played Hearthstone when it first came out. I got through tutorial. Beyond that, I have never really touched it. For new people at this point now, being that there have been so many expansions, people have stacked their hands and their decks. How are those people coming into Hearthstone, and how are they going to even keep up with that existing community?
So the big thing they did last year was they started the Standard and Wild. I talked about this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And basically, Standard now is the previous 2 years of expansions. So it's all last year's and then this one. So right now there's four expansions, I think, that are valid in Standard plus the original cards. And so if you start right now, by the time the next year rolled around, all those old cards would drop off and you would be valid. No.
Oh, okay.
So if you come in right now, I would just start collecting Ungoro cards. If you're brand new, what I would suggest is, you know, buy the 50 pack of Ungoro or whatever, you know, make sure you unlock all the beginner quest cards, and then go to a site like Hearthpwn or Hearthstone Net Decks. I forget there's some other ones, and look at what are some viable ones, because you can play viable decks that are not expensive to get. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can get ones fairly cheap that'll get you to rank 5 or rank 4 without, that only have maybe one legendary in them. So you can get these really just fast, easy decks to play. And with Ungoro out, there's a lot of these common cards that are really powerful.
Okay.
So
if it's a good time to start now, if any.
I would say
anytime
so.
Anytime an expansion comes out.
Anytime an expansion comes out, and now that they've standardized it, you don't have to worry about you know, Naxxramas, those cards aren't legal anymore. So you don't have to worry about them or worry about purchasing
them.
You can't even get them anymore.
The only reason I don't play it is it's too good. It just sucks. It's too addictive.
Well, that's the same thing with you and Binding of Isaac. If you could drop that one, we'd be talking.
Yeah, but I can't play that on my phone.
Yeah, that's true. This is a phone-compatible game. And I've done very well not putting it on my phone.
Yeah.
But I still find too much time to play it.
And the funny thing is, I'd end up fucking playing on my phone, laying on my bed, which is right next to my computer.
Yeah. If I were to play Hearthstone, it would be simply right before bed, falling asleep. Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Any interest in giving this one a go?
Yeah, maybe, but...
Did you open those packs? What'd you get? Let's see.
I didn't open them, no. I just wanted to make sure that I got them because I'd probably forget later.
Yeah.
I haven't opened Hearthstone in a while, and I enjoy playing every now and then, but it's exactly what she was saying. Like, I have a hard time coming in after so much has changed. Going Standard and Wild has helped that a little bit, but I don't know.
The way I play is I pretty much only play Arena, and the Arena is 150 gold, and you make your deck. None of them are your cards. You make your deck, you play, and at the end of it, you automatically get a pack. And if you do well enough, if you do 7 or better, you get enough gold to play Arena again for free. So it's 150 gold or $2.
So, I don't have 150 gold.
But that's the thing.
But you can get that in doing three quests.
You've got three quests right now, and your three quests probably give you close to 150 gold.
Yeah, but those quests take a long time to do.
No. I mean, they'll probably take 3 or 4 games. You're right.
Win 2 games with the druid. Or
yeah.
Stuff like
you got to win the games.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen in my state. No, because what really turned me off is I played when it first came out and I had a good time with it. And then I kind of lost interest because I'm just not too into card games. And then I picked it up maybe a year and a half later, and I'm just like, you know, putting out my fucking footman with my paladin, and they put out like a goddamn dragon, like level 9, and just blow me away. Like, it was just a beat down every game, and I was just like, I don't have the cards to really be to really play anymore. So I don't know. After that, I kind of didn't play it for a long period of time, and then when they went Standard and Wild, I kind of picked it up again, and you know, I win a few matches here and there, but I don't know, it's I'm not as into it as a lot of people are.
Speaking of
a play like that, Bobby, so back when you had to play with physical cards, I went to this place called, I found it, goddamn, I'm old, I found it in the newspaper, and it was called A Place to Play,
and it was free candy. Yeah, it was a van in the behind.
It was called The Place to Play, and it was the only place I could find to play Magic the Gathering. And by the way, this is
back in the day in San Jose?
Yeah, and this is what got me into PC gaming, because slowly but surely, the little corner of three games, there was three computers running Ultima Online, became six computers playing EverQuest, became 12 computers playing Tribes, and the tables were going away and away, you know?
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
But like half the tables would be, this was an awesome place. Half the tables would be like Warhammer.
Gotcha.
And then one table would
collectible
be
figurines,
Vampire the Masquerade. And they're all like fucking emoed out the whole time. And the rest would be Magic the Gathering. And the only reason you reminded me of this, Bobby, is I did not fit in here at all, by the way.
Are you saying everybody was white?
Yeah, and fat, and like old, and I was like a Mexican with slick black hair, and I'd show up in my Eclipse that belonged out of Fast and the Furious. It was just, I did not belong, but I loved it so much. But anyway, so I made this.
But they accepted you. That's a great thing.
For sure.
That's a great thing about the accepted. Nerd culture yeah. is they just
the
accept
culture,
you.
Yeah. So I played against one of the very rare versions of nerd was the black nerd. I was playing against a black nerd, and he was so...
Two tokens facing off.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So he had the mat. He rolled out his dice. He put them all right there because we're playing a tournament, right? He put his deck box over here. It was all very, like, almost like OCD.
Okay.
You know? And then I had a combo deck, and I was playing it as a goof because it was like 1 in 50 that it would work. This is the only one and only time it ever worked. I had a 9-9 dragon on turn 2.
Okay.
He did the exact meticulous thing that he did.
To clean
in
up?
Reverse. In reverse. It was just like watching him in reverse. He didn't say a word. He just put all things, put it back in his box, put it under his arm, and just walked away.
Oh my gosh.
It was you play a match.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the first game.
He
just gave up.
He could see it.
Yeah,
right
he's
there.
Like, I like quiet indignation.
Wow.
You, sir, are a cad. A cad. I like that. Okay, fair enough.
Ooh. All right, so is that everything we got on?
Calm down, Bobby. You're getting a little excited over there.
What's up with Golf with Friends? Have we talked about any game less or more?
What happened with Golf with Friends?
I don't know.
Bobby.
I picked it up. Compliments of Rubber Nuts. Thank you very much. Everybody was on maybe last weekend, and they were looking for a game to play. And they're like, well, how about Golf with Friends? I was like, I don't have that. And then so they picked it up for me.
And Rubber Nuts said, oi, yeah. I'll get this.
You know it cost him $10
yeah.
to send you that.
Literally six times the price.
And then the game went on sale like a few days later for like half price. Yeah, but money well spent, because this game, I mean, I'm echoing everything we've already said about Golf with Friends. It's like a social game. It's like when you go to play poker with your buddies, you're really not there. Like you do a buy-in to make it interesting, but you're really there to just like shoot the shit and drink with your friends. And that's what Golf with Friends is. You know, it's just a social game. They've got a new map that they told me it was new. It was like a Candyland map.
Oh, yeah, I've played that one.
Yep.
Yeah, Candyland. Then they had like a haunted one, but it was a good time. We were just hanging out late night. I mean, this is a great game to finish the night off with, so that was cool.
I did hit up the devs, and they were like, we're way too busy right now. Maybe when we're closer to lunch, we'll be able to talk to you guys. So,
Bobby, question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, you are a sober individual. You don't drink, do drugs, smoke, or anything.
Yep.
Anymore.
You did all that in your early years. So my question is, Golf with Friends, Emil and I have the most fun when we're drinking and get near to blackout.
Was everybody
drunk.
Else drunk, Bobby?
Did yeah. you have as yeah. much fun being sober?
He doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the funny thing. Everybody assumes that, you might have a problem if this is true about you. If you think you have to drink to have a good time...
What's
red flag?
What's the other option?
You don't drink and have a good time?
I haven't seen
Bobby had a good time since I've known him. So.
Yeah. for me, I would say it's half and half. There, since like some of my greatest nights gaming as a bartender, as a very sober bartender. I swear, becoming a bartender makes me drink less, just because I'm around it all day. I see drunk, I interact with drunk people all day, and it's just exhausting. But outside of that, in relation to gaming, I started drinking a lot of red wine just a couple of years back while gaming, and that's when I started streaming too, and. Because of Twitch, I'm interacting with more people, and it makes the drinking a lot more fun while gaming. But on nights I'm not streaming, I don't really drink. Yeah. I on the nights that I am sitting super focused on the computer, I rarely drink unless... unless it's a social game or some game that I'm playing that takes less attention to play.
So maybe you guys can back me up or maybe shit on my point. Sam thinks that it's weird that I drink when I'm playing online with people that are drinking.
Totally not weird.
No, not at all.
Not weird at all, right?
That's what enhances the experience for me.
Thinks about it.
I don't drink when I'm alone.
Fastidious and I
drink when I want to get chatty.
Fastidious and I are you drinking, dude? Okay, good. Oh, God, thank you. Okay, I don't feel so bad about mainlining this Coke then.
Right. Yeah, drinking's bad. Related to that, do you want a refresher on your on your beer?
Well, I got to go pee anyway, so.
So the answer, Bobby?
What was the question?
Did you have as much fun as the guys that were drunk?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was awesome. I mean, it was cool. Like that game night that we had when we were all playing Cards Against Humanity. It was that exact same kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And the game is a lot of fun. I came in like last or second to last every single game. But it's like someone, I think Tagloro made the point that it was like pool. It was almost like pool and not quite like mini golf, because you're trying to line up these shots and bounce them off of things.
And not just that, but you learn the courses. And that definitely helps.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can tell when somebody's...
And some of the courses...
I think I might be the best player
radio with
in our group
friends.
Of friends, by the way.
Yeah. So, some of those courses, you have no idea where the fucking flag is until you played it a couple times.
That's what really annoyed me. Like, I couldn't see where to go, where I had to hit the ball. It was later that I found you could zoom out, but still it was kind of difficult.
Wait. You can zoom out?
No, not more than...
No, you can zoom out pretty far.
When I was playing golf with friends,
where the pin is.
Yeah, when I was playing golf with friends for the first time, I would kind of wait to do my move until I kind of saw the course of everybody else's move, and it would give me a small enough leverage to at least.
What happened to the run and gun, Chi?
Not with
what happened to the shotgun in the face, Chi?
Shotgunning. There's no shotgun option in this one.
Virtually every other game.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I've been playing that, or I played that, and I was also playing a lot of Killing Floor this week with Lab Monkey, and a lot of people in Discord have picked that game up. It's funny how people take this game, though. Like, they pick it up, and like, Chad, I remember you played single player the first time. You're like, I don't get it. But it's a tough sell for some people. I understand that. But you really got to play in a group. I'm really wanting to play some, like, high difficulty rounds. I've got my field medic up to level 20. So if anyone out there has been grinding those levels, let me know. We can do something real challenging.
I enjoyed the pyro. And the leveling goes pretty quick.
What's his name? Not Hothead.
Firecracker? No.
Somebody that loves fire. What's he called?
A firebug.
Pyromaniac.
Firebug.
Oh, the firebug?
Yeah.
The firebug's not the best class, but I don't know. He's kind of got his uses.
97 assists. No kills, but I was lining everybody on fire. So this is the first time I really got into this game. A couple things that I didn't like. One, how many enemies there are didn't seem very diverse. I mean, there's like maybe 4 or 5 different ones.
No, it was like 10.
Sure. But you're fighting the same ones hundreds of time. Stop making new characters and start making new bad guys. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Left 4 Dead did it.
Right. Left 4 Dead had common infected, then it had like 4 special infected, and then it had, and that was it.
Or that was it.
Maybe the tank. Well, you had your jumper, you had the smoker, the
hunter,
the fat guy,
boomer,
and then you had the spitter in Left 4 Dead too. Yeah, they had a few more.
And the jockey. They added the spitter and the jockey.
Yeah.
And the charger.
And the other thing is, like, the only thing I can
Or is it charging in the first game too?
So the between rounds, you go buy new shit, right? Like you buy ammo and armor and stuff.
Do you have to say, okay, we're not ready for the next round, or does it just start after like 30 seconds or whatever?
Yeah, it gives you time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kill the last Zed, and you have to run to the trader. You buy your stuff. So you have about a minute and a half.
That's what I'm talking about. The trader is like in different places throughout the map. So I guess they're trying to make you to diversify where you're going to defend from. Maybe. But it's just kind of weird to have you running around the map to get to the buy point.
Unlike Mass Effect, where you just go back and reload up.
Why wouldn't you just push inventory and just buy it? Like, why do you have to go to a thing? But Bobby, do you think that's what it is, to make you reposition the whole team?
It could be, or just to make you move. I mean, the trick, and not a lot of people do this. It's funny, if you get a bunch of people who know what they're doing, the game all of a sudden becomes very, very easy. But there are a lot of little gotchas in this game, like certain enemies that aggro when you shoot them. But if you just leave them alone, then they don't do anything, and they're really hard to kill. So if you see a Skrake, it's the guy who has a chainsaw for a hand, it's best not to shoot him until you clear out all the little guys. But everybody sees him, and they just light him up right away, and then he charges, and he doesn't let up until you down him, which is really difficult.
Yeah.
But there's things like that. With the traitors, what you want to do is you want to save that last Zed or two, which are what are the bad guys called? And you run towards the traitor, and then you kill the last guy, and then boom, you're right there at the traitor. So there's a way to work around that.
It's hard not to hit those guys as a firebug, by the way. He's all about AOE, so.
Yeah.
It's harder.
I think one of the... It's hard to sell a game with the survival where you're like leveling up, or you're buying stuff within it, and then after you get out, obviously there's leveling up outside of the individual matches.
Yeah, there's persistent progression outside the matches.
What I think would be cool is if you accomplish it, it pairs you up with another team that accomplished it, and you have the last kind of like
going.
The last kind of like shootout battle between your two level up teams. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's really hard to sell people these days on a game that does not have PvP aspects into it. And it's unfortunate. I'm not a PvP fan, but like all the games now that are popular are all PvP based because AI has not caught up to the level that we want it to yet. And so you end up just having these repeat performances. Whereas you play PvP, it's unique every time you play it. That's why Chi could play Counter-Strike for years on end. The map's always the same number of guys, but it's always different because it's PvP. You know, it's just a little harder to sell a game that doesn't have any PvP.
There's a lot of gratification in PvP.
Yeah, because you're beating an individual.
Yeah, whereas, you know, back in the day, old school gaming, all you had were your initials on the leaderboard, but then nobody really knew who you were, and it was hard, and it took dedication to even try to get up there, like arcade style. Yeah. But then here with PvP, you win once, and then boom, you're on this competitive high.
I will say to that effect, though,
Winner, chicken dinner.
This is almost like a little bit of roguelike-y because the bad guys don't seem to come from the same place. Well, you're moving and they're moving. So it's not the exact same game every time. Right, Bobby?
It always changes.
Yeah, like when you're playing the Gears of War, it's like this is the spot because it's
set
a chill
up
point.
And you know that they're going to walk
here's
in
the hot gates, you know. Yeah. But over there, it's very fluid. Like you're running around. Where you began the fight, it doesn't necessarily... Bobby kept saying, we need a fallback point in case, you know, they break through the ranks and stuff.
Hmm. I'm just a little surprised Bobby likes this game so much because it is a PvE game. Yeah. I mean, it's a co-op PvE, which obviously has that element to it.
Well, I like those games, too. And the fact that you're not playing against someone else, I think it's okay if you are playing with other people. And that's the same reason why I like Heroes of the Storm so much, is because it's really based on how well you work as a team and not so much like an individual. Because a lot of people will go running out and they'll just try to... A lot of people, they just try to shoot and kill zombies as fast as they can. But you've got to kind of time your... You got to cover each other's backs. You got to kind of time your reloads with everyone else because reloading is a bitch in this game. Everyone always complains about the reload, and that's like you got to learn to burst fire, conserve your ammo, and go for headshots. Like that's a huge part of Killing Floor too, because you'll just spend half your time reloading and running out of ammo if you don't.
So it's kind of got a little bit of that Resident Evil feel where it's like ammo's not unlimited. You got to kind of know what you're shooting at and make sure you're hitting it.
Well, since they put the support class in where you can get ammo, well, the support class has always been there, but you can ammo up from him. It's helped a lot. But the reload, I was talking to Lab Monkey about this. I think reloading is like the most important thing in the game because there's some classes who get a perk where you reload faster or you get a higher magazine size. And I think we discovered that reloading faster is the way to go with that. Hmm.
My first perk bonus for the firebug, I'm like, I'm constantly going back and forth because they're like equally good, and I just can't really. So I hope that they're all like that. I look forward to. A lot of times I feel like, oh, this is the obvious choice or whatever, but these are like really good.
That's like why WoW went away from the talent system that they had because there was always the right choice or the wrong choice. Yeah.
Well, and I mentioned this last week, but I'll repeat it again. I really like what they've done with the perk system. Every five levels you get a perk and it's one or the other. It's like you make a decision. It's this or that. And really, they're both really good, but...
Comes down to play style, right?
Yeah, and you have to play to that style. So if you choose, like on the medic, there's a very obvious tree if you want to boost yourself in your damage or if you want to help out your teammate. And in different situations, one can be better, and you can change it. So at the beginning, you can... What?
Nothing. Keep going. Nothing happened.
I mean, that was fine. Drinking to be really challenging.
Did you spill that on the mic?
Don't worry about it, Bobby.
Pretty sure he's drooling on the mic.
If Amelia suddenly cut out,
if it's almost like, you know, like a baby, you know how they just have that, it's almost like, what do they call it? Spit up?
Yeah.
Where it's like vomit, but it just like falls out the mouth. It's not like you like gag it out. That's what happened with Emilio and his beer. It's like he had like a beer spit up and it's just like sliding down the mic and down his shirt.
No, yeah. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Killing Floor 2.
Perk systems.
Perk systems. You can switch it up. A lot of times you want to switch it up like at the end boss because that's a totally different fight than killing off dozens and dozens of zombies. You're just taking down one target, so you have to switch your perks according to that. But I don't know. I still recommend
it. But you can switch your perks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can switch between rounds.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I still recommend that game. It's not for everybody, but I really enjoy it. And I would love to get a solid group of people. Like, you need I wouldn't go with less than three. I'd say four people.
It does scale, though, Bobby. I played I played online, and nobody joined my game. So I played solo, and I beat the whole thing. So
If you play on normal, you can usually do that. It gets a little tricky at the boss fight, and depends on what class you are. But if you can have up to six players on a team, and the more you have, the harder it gets. But I don't like playing with less than three people. It gets a little weird at that point.
Why weren't you on Discord today? Like, you're always on Discord. Like.
Yeah, Discord shut down. I mean, I was not home the night before, and then I was at work all day. And then I got home, and I realized Discord was off. I didn't know that I had it turned off. Wow. Yeah, but I have been playing... I'll get through all my stuff, and you guys can talk. But I've been playing a lot of Lost Castle.
I've been seeing this, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, I kept thinking that it was your game.
I thought you liked that other game better than Lost Castle.
No, I did, but Lost Castle was good. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I do. I have Rampage Knights as well. I got it in a Humble Bundle, and I want to check that one out. Lost Castle reminds me a lot of Rogue Legacy. Like, it totally takes me back to that game. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a little different. Rogue Legacy is like a platformer.
Yeah,
it's like 2D straight up
platform.
2D. Well, straight up 2D. It's Mario Bros. But the Lost Castle is more like Castle Crashers. It even kind of looks like Castle Crashers, where it's like a brawler beat 'em up. And in Lost Castle, you can't... Like, you get to the end of your playthrough, you die, you get souls that you can spend on permanent upgrades, but you have to spend them or you lose them. The souls. Later you can get a perk where you can keep like a percentage of them, but that's not like Rogue Legacy. Rogue Legacy, you can kind of bank up these points and then just spend them on something big and have this huge power spike. But this one I found a little more challenging because of that. Now, I didn't beat the game. I got very, very close on one run. I got to the last level, and there was no way I was going to make it through it. The guys were just too hard, so I obviously needed to keep grinding a little bit. But I've been playing a ton of it. Still have not beat it. I think my guy is like level 20-something, 23, 24. Like, I'm getting there, but I don't know.
And, Bobby, when you beat it, it's very... Your princess is in another castle, by the way. So you don't really beat it. It's a lot like Binding of Isaac. They're just going to move the carrot forward.
Okay. And that's, so you play through again, but on like a harder difficulty or something?
No, like I'm not the true boss. This is the true boss. And then you can't fight that boss that run through. So I think it unlocks another world even. Like a sixth
really?
World.
Yeah. Okay, so there's more after that.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I really want to try the co-op on
but this. That's good though, because there's a lot of shit to unlock. If you could beat it that quickly, like you said, you're what level 25 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that there's a lot more stuff to unlock.
What kind of
right?
weapon are you playing, Bobby?
I've tried them all out. I have the best luck with the wand. I found the wand
wands
that will
super
like
strong.
Heal you, or one that just puts a
apples on the floor. That one?
No, the one that just puts an like a turret up and just shoots all the enemies. That one was good. But you have to upgrade your weapon after you get past a few levels. Like you got to upgrade your weapon because the one you start out with just gets outscaled.
And Bobby, did you notice that like the more different bosses you kill? Because you know how
the more types of weapons drop.
The more types of weapons drop, yeah. It's really cool, man. I really like
it. I got bored of just the weapon types. It was only like five or six different weapons, and they had like minuscule.
Well, that's what we're saying. Like,
it had like very repetitive.
Minuscule differences.
I can skip levels because I'm finding myself just grinding through like the first two levels, no big deal. And then like I get to the third level, and you know that you're not having a good run at like by level two. You're like, this just isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
But I really want to check out the co-op mode. Can you take an already made character into the co-op mode? Like, could I bring my guy into a co-op mode?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that when I was like, oh,
wait. You can take your leveled up guy into it. That's when you go into co-op, you select which guy you play, right?
No, but could I play mine at Bobby's house, I think is what you're asking, right, Bobby?
Was it local co-op or is it, let me look this up. I thought it was online co-op.
If there is, then let's fucking do this.
Yeah, because that's one thing Rogue Legacy never had.
Well, Rogue Legacy never had more than one character, right? It was just one person.
Well, you got a new character when you died. You had your
ancestor. Yeah, but it was a single player game, right?
Yeah, but this one, let's see, it is online co-op.
Online co-op.
Co-op.
So I think you and Emil should give this a go.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, like I've spent all this time unlocking perks for this character. Can I take this character?
If it's the same as local co-op, then yes. Because when we go play local co-op, we each select which save file we use. And that save file is the one that... So he's got a much higher level character than I do.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then could you take what you earn from multiplayer and bring it back to single player or no?
Yeah, I think it just is unlocking for that character, whatever that's going on there.
That's good.
I hope so. Because I think that would... I've gotten to the point with this game where I'm a little bit over it. It's gotten a little too repetitive for me to keep playing Lost Castle. But if I could do co-op, that'd totally change it for me.
Yeah. And... Emil is always asking me to play this game, so please play this so I don't have to play it.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think I just bought this off of Steam. He was talking about it. I like the looks of it. I like how it sounded. I don't think I got this in any bundle or anything, but it is. How much is... I want to say I paid like $10 for it.
It's something like that.
Yeah. How much is this game, Emilio? Do you remember?
$14.99.
Oh, no, it's $9.99.
Oh, I was going to say normal.
He said $9.99. He was peeing. Again, because
cool.
He's got a small bladder. If you didn't know that,
so I've been talking
do.
For a while. Who's up?
You still got Super Mario Bros. Movie. You want to talk about that now or later?
What is that?
I thought we were going to do a commentary, but I think Bobby saw the disaster that was the first one.
So no, we can still do the commentary. I think we should just put our Street Fighter commentary up on the main.
Let's do it.
Did you ever even send it out? Like, how did that work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've sent it out on Google Drives.
Nobody's ever said anything.
Yeah, I tried to link it to... It was a messy process, so I think we should just release that. We did a DVD commentary where we watched Street Fighter the movie, and we just kind of talked through it.
And we were
I blacked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gay, but I don't know.
Everybody was blacked out drunk except for Bobby.
I would love to even listen to that because it's been a long while and I forgot what that experience was like.
I'll listen to it again and then if I'm comfortable putting it out there, I'll upload it.
Weren't Sam and Sam? Oh, it's funny when I say Sam and Max because it's a game. But were Sam and Max here? I feel like they were.
Max wasn't here, but Sam was here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so maybe we'll do Super Mario Bros. The movie. I'll watch it again.
I like it. It's like movie night with the DLG
crew. I've never seen Super Mario Brothers,
you know?
The movie.
Really? Oh, well, let me tell you. So this game is, or this movie's like people regard this as like a terrible, terrible the worst movie. And when I was a kid and I saw it back in 1993, I was like, yeah, this is terrible because it wasn't anything like the cartoon. Watching it as an adult, I had a totally different response to it. It wasn't good by any means, but it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh, okay.
First of all, like, let me put this in context. Like, they put a lot into this. And this is the only Nintendo movie that I think
Live action.
Like, they never did a Zelda movie. People are always like, oh, they should do a Zelda movie. They should do this.
How about the Power Glove movie?
The what?
That's not about a game, but the Power Glove movie.
The Wizard?
The Wizard.
Yeah, that was like in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Nintendo has never let their IPs become a movie. And like, some people say it's because this one was so poorly received. Yeah.
No, how about because every game movie sucks ever? I wouldn't do it either.
Well, why?
I don't know. I like the Resident Evil ones.
Why are we looking
Mortal
out?
Kombat?
And yeah, why
Mortal
are we Kombat. Looking at these older titles? Why not do some now on DVD, Assassin's Creed and or World
because
of Warcraft?
The people who watched or played these Mario games or like all this old stuff back when they were kids, they're now adults with lots of money, and that's where
it's at. And speaking of which, Mystery Science Theater 3000 is back and on Netflix. They have a new season coming up.
I watched episode one of Mystery Science Theater, by the way. I don't think it was holding up as well as I remembered it.
No, I can't make it through any of those anymore. I loved it when it was on Comedy Central. And even Riff Tracks, I gave that a shot, but nah, it's not for me. But anyway, this movie, so they put a lot into this. A whole lot was riding on this movie. They had star power, no pun intended. They had Dennis Hopper as King Koopa.
That you did that on purpose, 100%. 100%.
I thought about it on the way home. I was like, oh, that totally works.
He played it off. I thought that was off the cuff.
You downplaying it.
Star power, okay.
No, but they
that's the difference between me and Bobby. He goes, that wasn't intended. I would have said, like, anyone?
Wait for a canned laughter. But they had Dennis Hopper as King Koopa. I mean, Dennis fucking Hopper. They had John Leguizamo, who was, like, up and coming back then. Like, real big back then. And they had Bob Hoskins as Mario. You know, he's coming fresh off of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had, like, big names in this movie. And they had scenes. This is 1993, and I'm watching it now, and I'm like, those special effects were not fucking cheap. Like, they had some, like, special effects where people get morphed into Goombas and, like, you know, people phase out with particles. And, like, in 93, like, that shit wasn't very common. It wasn't cheap at all. But they put a lot. Roxette did the soundtrack to this. I mean, Roxette in the 90s, for you young ones, I mean, they were kind of a big deal. But like they put this is like a supposed to be a blockbuster AAA movie, and I remember when I saw it as a kid, I was just like, this is nothing like the cartoon. I mean, as an adult, I'm like, okay, I get it. They don't go into like the secret magic world until Act Two. You got to have that for the story. But as a kid, I'm just like, what the fuck? The Goombas aren't supposed to be that big. Like, they're these big lumbering dudes. Like, nothing added up. And like the princess's dad was like the snot. Like, it was just, it was weird. And then the end, like, they totally play it off like there's going to be a sequel.
Spoilers.
It's been long enough.
Okay. But I haven't seen it yet.
They come in, they're like, the princess, like, stays in the magic dinosaur world or whatever. Then at the very end, she comes back. She's like, there's a problem. You guys got to come help me. And then, like, Mario and Luigi grab their plumber belts and, like, all right, let's go. And then there was never a sequel. But it was, I don't know, it's a trip. People have said that if this movie came out and it was called something else, then it would have done all right. Because it was like an all right movie by itself, but they tried to tie it with Super Mario and people just got confused by the marketing, I guess. But they did, like, I noticed they did, like, work in, like, Toadstool. He kind of gets, not killed, but he gets turned into a Goomba pretty early. But they worked in, like, Toadstool, those little bullets that would fly at you across the screen in Mario Bros. Like,
bullet,
to work
bullet bill?
Yeah.
Bullet bill? Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Boom. Called it.
The like, you know, when you step on stuff, you're always squishing stuff. They have these boots called Stompers. Like, they try to work in those things into, like, a real world scenario, and it's just, I don't know, it feels a little clumsy, but I don't know. We should watch that and do some commentary on it, because it... There's a lot
I want
to
do
talk
it.
About.
We've just accepted that video game movies are just travesties.
Well, don't we have a listener question? I don't want to, like, jump the gun here.
Okay, we do sort of. So we can go to it. We can go to it later.
We'll get to that.
Or we can do it now. Up to you guys. But yeah. But some of the newer ones are a little more acceptable, like
even
Assassin's
Super
Creed.
Mario TV show. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that? They would like
queue
they
have
up
it on Steam. I have season one of that. Super Mario Bros. 3, the TV show.
Even as a kid, I wouldn't I would wait until the Zelda part of the game. It was so bad. But then they had a Zelda cartoon at the very end, a like 10-minute one, and that was the shit. And I would just ignore it. I was like, it was so bad. Even as a kid, you could be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whew. All right, so we'll come back to video game movies in a little bit here. What should we talk about next?
Windows 10 creators update.
Yeah, Bobby, you wanna run with this one or?
Welcome back to the Bobby Show.
Well, everybody likes the Bobby Show, so yeah. we should let this thing go.
It doesn't happen very often, folks.
It doesn't.
Enjoy while you can. So Windows 10, the creators update, this huge update that's coming out.
The 11th, right?
Yeah, April 11th.
That would be today, huh? Or tomorrow. Yeah.
Or yesterday, if you're listening to this when it comes out. Yeah. But the things that pertain to gaming are, number one, game mode, which just optimizes all your processes to favor the game. So if you run a game, that gets a priority over all the other tasks that are running on your computer. They got some benchmarks. The ones that I looked at, it doesn't look like it's a huge leap in performance. Gears of War 4 had a pretty big jump. I don't know if that's because it's a Microsoft game.
So basically, the one on PC World that I linked, you, Bobby. So basically, if you're not running any background services, it's basically no help at all and can, in fact, be a hindrance. However,
game mode can be?
Yeah, game mode, turning on game mode. However, they also did a one where they were running, they were streaming. No, were they streaming? They were running YouTube. They were running some torrents in the background or whatever. And then they ran it, and all of them saw improvements. Mm. So basically all this is doing is prioritizing your game on your CPU.
Am I an idiot to have assumed that that was already being done this whole time?
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's not. But, however, they said two things, two caveats that I read. One, if you've got a beast rig, don't use game mode. This is for low to mid PC ranges. So we've got some listeners that fall in that category. I myself might be one of them. So you might get improvement, especially if you're running multiple things at once. Mm-hmm. And number two, they said, PC World, anyways, said don't ever run it if you're streaming because it will deprioritize other things, including your streaming, like OBS or whatever. So it'll get stuttering or whatever. That's so if you're streaming at all, don't try the game mode.
Hmm. I'm surprised that we're at a point where we even have to worry about, well, I guess if you had a low to mid range, I guess.
Yeah. It's about prioritizing your game when it comes to CPU usage, is what it seemed like.
They've had third-party software out there that does the same thing, but the reviews are never really good because there's a lot of things that can go wrong when you try to do that stuff. It's funny that it would deprioritize OBS and streaming because the other thing
I
that
feel
is
like
included
that would be a feature that would sell it.
Well, I think it's directly related to this other thing that they're doing.
Yeah, Beam support. So part of this whole creator content or creator update is this service called Beam. I guess Microsoft bought this, and it's supposed to compete with Twitch and even YouTube Live. It's supposed to be their streaming service. And it'll be like a hotkey on your keyboard, like, you know, Windows X or something or whatever. And you can just start streaming just straight from your desktop without any extra software. But I don't know. I feel like Twitch has already cornered the market on that. People aren't going to accept some new competitor.
But if you could stream straight to Twitch from...
No. This is not going to stream straight to Twitch.
Yeah, they have a
separate website. It's like beam.com or something like that. I don't know what it is. I actually went to it today to see if it was anything that I should... I think the most popular one on there had like 3,000 people watching or something like that.
Maybe what could be cool about this is for consoles, like if you're on your Xbox, obviously they're going to build this into the Xboxes, and you just go and see, hey, what are people playing? And you can just watch a stream straight from your Xbox.
Yeah, that's true.
And
but they already have built-in support, I think, to Twitch for Xbox, and I think PlayStation uses Live Stream. What's the other service? I think you can go to Twitch or...
Yeah, YouTube has our streaming service. I'm surprised. You know how all these smart TVs have apps for Netflix, Hulu, and all that shit? I'm surprised they don't have a Twitch one. Does that seem weird to anyone else? I don't know.
It's for smart TVs?
Yeah, for smart TVs.
I think mine does.
Well, you can
go
and download it.
Oh, through the Fire. I have the Twitch app through my Fire app.
You have a Fire Stick?
Amazon owns Twitch, right? So
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Huh. Damn it, I had an important point and I forgot.
But you guys have never been on Beam, have you guys?
No, never heard of it.
First I'm hearing of it.
Well, my thing is, can you get up a thing and go to be streaming on Beam, Twitch, and like, is that going to be a thing now?
Cut that point. We're going to be millionaires.
Okay. If you wanted to expand your service, like, wouldn't that be something that if I will be us and be able to just beam it to everything?
This is what I see Microsoft doing. Because they come with that long paper.
Yeah.
Just buy...
That means they're rich for the young folk that don't know that.
buy the biggest fucking streamers. You're now exclusive to Beam. I completely see that happening.
They could. But
they could buy the top 100 streamers.
That would take some, like, new thinking.
Long paper.
No, that would take some new thinking to do that. They don't think that way yet.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I guess the next thing up is mine. I just came back from Hawaii today, but
baller.
My SteelSeries Siberia 800, my Armade one was in today. I got it set up and all. I just wanted to give a shout out to SteelSeries. They did me right. They didn't have me pay extra money. They comped me everything I needed to do.
Oh, okay.
And so I wanted to get...
You went bad on them last week, and you're good on them.
I wasn't shitting on them last week, but I just said, hey, it hasn't been taken care of yet, and it's been a while.
It's called the DL Gaming Nudge.
No, yeah. I shat on my SteelSeries headphones, and never again. That thing is rotting at the bottom of my electronics tote, by the way. I have this giant... it's like the size of a full-size carry-on.
I threw away my tote last year.
Like my carry-on of miscellaneous electronics, it's drowning at the bottom of it.
I will bet you if we took that out and we took a look at it, there's no way it's got a dongle and a cord.
Do I need to show you this?
Yeah, I would like to see this because I don't believe
it. I literally took that headset to my knee. Like, that's also how much I hated it.
Wow.
But also, SteelSeries has come a long way. Like,
that's true.
Like the premier, I love their mouse pads.
I think they're the premier.
I love their other products. It's just that the Siberia headset I had.
Chad, what I've been thinking about a lot, and I think it would probably benefit both of us.
My physique?
Yeah, well, not in a good way.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Bobby, don't you have a hook under your desk to hang your headphones?
I used to. I think I gave it to you.
I didn't get one, or maybe I lost
Pretty
it.
Sure
but
did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I remember
you. Can get them for like $5 on Amazon. And yeah, you just like they have rubber padding on there and you just clip it to your desk
Super
and
smart.
Hang your headphone.
And
it's almost like a purse holder.
We both broke our headphones. And I think that was it sitting or stuck.
Actually, the SteelSeries 800s, if you buy them on their website, it comes with a free stand. But because I RMA'd it, they wouldn't give me the stand.
Yeah.
But you can buy the stands for like $20 or something on this.
I think a hook on anything. Like, I'm always jealous when a girl sits at a bar and there's a hook underneath. I'm like, where the fuck do I put my wallet, man?
Would you rather have to carry around a purse?
No.
So what you don't need to know...
I just don't like that.
There's something specific for them that I can't use.
What you need to know, guys...
You can put a jacket on there. You can put the wallet in your jacket and you can hang the jacket on the hook. Hmm. See, because I don't use a purse, so I don't have a wallet, though. I have a... what do you call it?
A clutch.
Yeah, that's the female.
God damn it.
Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't mean to answer that.
What do you call that contraption that holds your
clutches
money?
Clutches are so...
what you guys need to know is Emilio hates things in his pockets. So what he does is whenever he goes anywhere, he'll sit down and just throw shit out of his pockets onto the table or whatever, mm-hmm. wherever it is. Keys, wallet, phone, everything's out there. And then... His memory is not the best in the world.
It's for easy pickings.
And so,
right?
And so at the end of, especially if there's alcohol involved, at the end he'll just stand up and walk out. And that's how he's lost so many shit over the years.
Case in point, this last St. Patrick's Day we went out and he ended up going home with my credit card and losing his.
Zonk.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you do need a hook for your wallet. It would work out well.
So PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, let's talk about games again.
is huge on our Discord. So there are six people on our Discord live playing games right now, and I believe all of them are playing PUBG. And that's just what you're going to have to go with. It's PUBG. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
I like PUBG. It's got a nice kind of
having a fantastic thing. Fucking time with this game.
Yeah. Even though you said the graphics are shit earlier today.
There are so many shit things about this game. There's so many shit. Very buggy.
But it's also early access. Please give that caveat.
So graphically, it's not going to get any better.
The day after.
Maybe. I'll tell you that.
The day after we recorded last, there was a patch. And it was playing at least 20% smoother.
Okay.
Just all around. It was very.
Who's the publisher on this, Bobby? Can you look that up?
It's PlayerUnknown. Oh, publisher.
Publisher.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or developer, I meant.
So he says there's going to be a new patch every week, and they want to go out of early access in 6 months.
Wow.
And the difference between this, I think I brought this up last week, the difference between this and all the other survival games is that they're perpetual. DayZ never came out of early access.
Yeah, DayZ is...
Blue Hole.
Z1 I don't think ever came out of early access. It actually split into two games, and then it came out.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't like that either.
These games are never done, but at least these guys have a finish line that we can see. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Like, they have a plan. The money definitely is there. This is part of the news. 1 million copies sold in 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
I mean, it has problems, but goddamn,
I'm having so much fun. And like my little, this is
the
only game.
First place.
Oh yeah,
she led us to victory.
Was it a duo or a four person?
It was a squad.
That's four person, right?
I have a hard time like not taking the lead, and I was like, okay, I gotta just let Chi like let her go. We'll see how it goes. And we ended up
because she's better than you.
No. It's like this. I play battle royales. Competitive shooters are. That's kind of like my niche.
Yeah.
You know, you're the roguelike guy, and
I'm everything else because I'm
the
an
mobile
all-star.
Guy. And then Bobby's the HOTS guy and like
one
the
game.
Hardware guy.
Bobby gets one game.
But with this game, what I love about it, it's the first game that I could just tell anybody, hey, play this. You'll like it, and we get to play together. It's only $29.99, and that's why I see there were millions, like, you know, at least a million sold the first 2 weeks, because it's so easy to convince somebody that this is a good time. Mm-hmm. And yes, there's a lot wrong with it, but the fun factor, you can't ignore at all.
So how did you guys win? Did you guys stay in a building? And
well, this is the funny part.
Talk me through it, because I want to know how this went.
It was mistake after mistake. We jumped at the wrong time.
A comedy of errors?
Yeah,
so
it
to
actually
speak.
Was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how much of it is luck and how much of it... I mean, a lot of luck goes into it for sure.
Because you start with 100 people, right? That's 25 groups. You got 25 groups.
Right. Yep. Okay. And we jumped at the wrong... She hit the wrong button. She's like, oh, shit, I jumped.
Yeah.
So it forces everybody else to jump. So now we're all separated.
I'm already loving this story. Right? Please tell me more.
But here's the thing. Nobody ran into any, like, because it was an accidental,
nobody else was making the decision
really,
to jump
exactly.
at that time.
So then we got together, and then I drove us to where I thought would be great, and then I couldn't find it.
Okay.
And then the circle keeps closing in. And
you
by
guys,
this time,
but you guys have weapons at this point.
Yeah, but not great.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a couple shotguns and a couple pistols or something.
No. Like M4s. We're not at the top. You want level 3 body armor with level 3 helmets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want optics on your rifles, all this stuff. We were a ragtag bunch of misfits at best.
But we all had weapons. We could
had
have
weapons.
Held ground.
Yeah, like everybody had a rifle, like an assault rifle.
Okay.
And then the circle shut down. I was like, guys, I could have sworn stuff would be here. I'm sorry it's not here. I can't find it. So let's go. And then...
Who else were you guys playing with, by the way?
It was you, me.
Not Dick Nick, apparently.
No, she's done with that. Was it Mobius?
It
was a rando.
Fastidious, wasn't it?
No, it was
random,
a rando.
A random man.
That they gave us, and he was good.
And...
Somebody else.
It wasn't
somebody awesome, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was somebody
Thanks
awesome.
For being awesome.
Yeah.
And This is what it came down to, dude. Three teams.
Oh, he just bought it. Was it Beirut?
Two of them fought it out.
No.
So there's two guys from one team and one guy from another team.
Cricket.
And four of us. Uh-huh. Nobody's fired a shot in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then.
And this is fun, though.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was cricket, by the way. It was cricket.
We're just
and it was
cricket.
Its first game. It's cricket's very
cricket's
first game.
First game.
And we had a random, and it was you and me.
But you might as well stop right there.
You know what I thought?
Yeah. Quit.
You know what I thought it was that helped us win it? It was because of our locations, we kind of stayed away from the trajectory of where everybody else was. We remembered which way the plane was heading. We would know where everybody else dropped off at. And we would just go the opposite direction that people would be running in so we wouldn't
get caught
from behind.
So you guys won by being pussies.
And I've done that since.
No, not being pussies because we were going in.
Systematically avoiding the other team.
My new strategy now.
The very end. Yeah.
Okay. Don't jump for guns. Jump for a Jeep. Take Jeep off of the plane's path.
Yeah.
And go, and you have an entire town to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, but it doesn't always work because other people are using this strat too. And you're
but the Jeeps are in set positions?
Yeah, in set position, yeah.
Oh, they don't rotate like the guns?
No.
They need to get those Jeeps rotating.
Yeah.
But and then the second time I won in the same night. It was virtually the same strategy. We jumped out and we ran an extra city away from where we jumped out at. And then we started looting because it was completely empty. There was no one else there. And then you would just move into the inner circle opposite the direction that you know other people would be heading in at. And then it would narrow. And then by the time you get to the very last circle, there aren't as many people alive. You're already fully equipped. Just because you, in the beginning of the game, you're not trying to kill off everybody when the only people you need to kill off is in that inner circle.
Yeah.
And then we were able to, and there weren't any buildings, so we weren't hiding anywhere. It was out by trees, out in the open. And it was because I had some pretty skilled shooters in my team, and we won. Nice. And it was nice. It was the strategy of, like, don't. You know, it's like the probability of losing a squad mate.
Survive in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end, it becomes enemy at the gate.
Yeah, and then that's where it's more.
Nobody wants to
move. That's where it's more skill based too.
God,
because
it's so good.
It narrows.
I want to play right now.
Yeah, it narrows the fighting.
I feel like
here's a testament.
I feel like it would do well if there was like kill streaks bonuses or something like that. Because right now it seems like the best strategy is not to fight.
That's not true. I've known a lot of people who did.
There's only
kill.
Disadvantages of fighting.
No, it's not.
What's the advantage?
So, let's say you go down on. So most of the fighting happens at high drop rate areas, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If your team wins that town, you have the entire town, including
you get a 3-star body armor and a 3-star helmet and a fucking weapon with optics. Now what? Killing somebody else doesn't give you any other perk.
You get more coins. To spend on more cosmetic stuff.
Okay, per kill. Great. When you are done,
as opposed to what though?
What I'm saying is like if you got a four kill streak and you got like fucking drone that you could fucking take out or scout with or something like that.
That's what I like about this
cool.
game because
shut up, Chad.
That's what I like about this game. Everybody has this.
I'm just saying it could be better.
Starting
if it was Call
point.
Of Duty.
Everybody no, goes joking. In. You know, like everybody's on even ground in terms of. Starting out the game and, you know, of course you get lucky or, you know, the better loot areas, but this one here, somebody won't gain an unfair advantage just because they're doing well. And I like that because it's almost a humbling shooter experience. Even if somebody had virtually nothing, like a machete or a pistol and he headshot you and you had like full-blown everything, it's kind of that experience where, oh, wow, he definitely got the one-up. He might have gotten lucky, but that's kind of what a crazy war-like scenario like that would be. Like, if it were truly realistic, and it is very realistic in that case.
My favorite anecdote that came from this game this week was I and an enemy landed. You know, usually you'll see somebody else's parachute and like, okay, if he's going for the north side of the town, I have to go to the south side. Hopefully I get a better gun. We're going to meet eventually or he's going to run away or I'm going to run away. Those are the only options. Me and an enemy landed on the same rooftop.
Did you
have a punching battle?
No. And then we both took 3 steps, both picked up an AK, both grabbed ammo for an AK, both loaded an AK, both put right to our shoulders at the same time, and had an instantaneous gunpowder, a gun battle that was, it was equal all the way. Like, everything was exactly at the same time. And I just edged out with 10% health, and he was dead. But the intensity within
the first... Can you bleed out in this game?
Kind of. If you have teammates, you can go to your knees and, like, crawl around for a while.
Oh, you can be incapacitated or whatever?
Yeah.
But if you're at 10%, you're still just there at 10%, right?
Yeah.
If you're outside of the arena, the battle arena, you'll take...
That's one of the most unrealistic parts of these games, of this game, and it's not very big. If you kill somebody and he's the last one of his group, he just instantly dies. He doesn't crawl around because there's no chance for him getting back up. So you know that their squad is done. So that's a very unrealistic part. But that's how realistic this game is. It's fucking fantastic. Right?
And it's actually hilarious. Speaking of the one-on-one battles where you're even keeled, my brother, he showed me a recording of him where it was a fist battle, and he was jumping while punching, and he killed the other guy quicker than he could kill him because he was landing blows to the head.
Oh yeah.
Whereas the other dude was just hitting
his
body.
I've heard you can get a
punch headshot. Yeah.
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 What's the 1M thing that you wanted to?
Oh, 1 million copies sold.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of the devil, in our Discord now, somebody just announced that they won a squad. So that's amazing.
Jiffy the Fourth. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Good job, guys. And that's another thing. It's just, I was clapping. I was going crazy because it was my first number one. I was so happy. And so, Chad, who plays only 20-year-old strategy turn-based games?
Fixac.
Fixac is now playing PUBG.
Really? He has a rig that runs this?
Yeah, apparently. And he had to switch up his entire, because I guess he used to play on a recliner.
Oh, right? Okay.
Way back, leaning back.
Yeah, because you got all day to make a move.
And then so he started playing PUBG and didn't like losing. And he's loving the game. He's listening to
videos.
So I got
to buy this fucking game is what you guys are saying.
It's fucking great, man. It's really good.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Even when you lose, it's good.
Yeah, because you just try. Like,
you just go back
again. Turn over.
Yeah, you turn over.
And play again.
All right, let's talk about Smite.
Bobby hates it, though.
You hate it, Bobby?
He hates it.
No, I feel bad, because have we even played together? Oh, we played. The one time we played, I rage quit. I think I cussed out Nico.
Back. Yeah, you did come back. And then we played, and then I died like 5 minutes into it, and then you guys ran around for like 20 minutes, and then when you finally
Playing HOTS.
Oh,
he was playing
that's
HOTS
right.
While we were playing.
You totally spoiled it, dude. I was going
to... Oh, sorry.
You ruined the punchline.
Oh, no.
Because you guys were playing for like 20 minutes, so I'm sitting there waiting, and then like finally, and you're like, don't worry, it'll only be like 5 more minutes. I'm going to play real aggressive now. Okay. Not just 5 more minutes. Yeah. Okay. And then finally, like, you die like 20 minutes later, and you're like, oh, okay. All right. You ready for another one? I'm like, dude, I've been playing HOTS for like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
The game, Bobby.
Did you win though, Bobby?
In HOTS or in this? Or in PUBG?
In HOTS.
Yeah. I was doing the brawl.
Gotcha. Shall
it was a terrible game. Smite? I was like, okay, if you die, I'm going to play aggressive. I couldn't find anybody for like 20 minutes. You do have those lulls. It sucks. But it's goddamn worth it. It's a really good game.
So you want to talk Smite?
Just really enjoying it. Unlocking gods. I could buy the god pack for $15. It's on $15 on Steam for
god
the god
damn,
pack.
Damn, how have you never bought the god pack? You played this game for like
I used to play so much
years.
That it didn't matter. I always had enough favor when new god came out, so why would I? But now I'm behind the eight ball on that.
Bobby, you were playing the same way, right? You were but then when
then
you
I
got
bought
back
the god pack and then I stopped playing.
Immediately stopped playing it. Yeah. They got you $20.
I got back so now I'm like doing dailies and doing the quests and stuff.
I kind of want to play you
I love
tonight.
It, dude. I
let's
love
play
this
after
game,
when we get done.
I don't know what it is. It's fantastic.
Okay, cool. I wanted to do a mobile corner real quick. Bobby, it's 2 seconds in. You want to start us over at the beginning here?
It's super important to Chad.
Yeah.
Chad's mobile corner.
Is that me that does that?
I think it's Bobby.
Oh,
that's
it is.
Bobby. Okay. That's Bobby.
Okay.
I don't think that was me.
That was you, Bobby.
That's you. You can hear it again if you want to play it again.
Because we were laughing over something, and then I was actually singing some half-assed tune, and then I went, Chet's Mobile Corner.
Yeah. Which I like. Yeah. Which you're supposed to re-record. Anyways, to get to my game, the game I'm reviewing this week is Soul Knight, and Knight is with a K. And Bobby, there's some video up there. Mute yourself or whatever and play this while I talk about it for Emilio. I think this game is perfect for Emilio, and I want Emilio to play this.
Oh, I played this game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's a ripoff of...
Gungeoneering?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Enter the Gungeon?
Enter
the Gungeon.
Yeah.
So the only difference is it's not a true twin sticks shooter because it basically locks on people. It auto aims, yeah. But I like that a little bit also because it you can actually play with accuracies of a gun. Like Uzi, it doesn't have very good accuracy. So I'm actually really enjoying it. It's got this other thing where you have this pet that runs around with you and he'll attack guys. So if you can kind of just avoid guys sometimes to survive, but it's got a little bit of bullet hell aspect to it as well. And there's also perks that you get if you keep playing through, you get these perks. And you get to also, it's got some roguelike elements because you get to level your guys up. You can also buy...
Unlock other guys.
You can unlock other guys, but you can also level up your individual guys. So your first character is the knight. Who gets an effect where he can shoot...
It's pretty juiced, I feel.
Yeah, he can shoot both. He can double his guns for a short period of time. The guns also have a rarity to them. Like, they can be green or orange or whatever. I'm actually having a lot of fun playing this game.
How much time do you think you put in?
I've probably played 3 hours so far.
That's about when I gave up, I think.
Really? So why did you give up?
I don't really remember. You know, a lot of it was just like not being Enter the Gungeon. It made me want to play Enter the Gungeon.
Okay. Because I feel like for a mobile game, this is
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. I'll give it that. And if you never played it, Enter the Gungeon, this is free, right, Bobby?
Yeah, this is free. You can unlock different characters by... So you can unlock different characters by paying a couple 99 cents to $2 to $3, I think. And then when you die the first time, you can watch a video to get a continue. And that's the only way they're making money.
Yeah.
So it doesn't force you to watch a bunch of videos or whatever. You rarely watch videos in this unless you want to. And it's just kind of a really cleanly made game. The graphics look nice. The gameplay is nice. The control scheme is tight. And I don't have any complaints right now on this game. But like I said, I've only been playing this for 3 hours, so I'm going to play some more.
Gee, what do you got?
And let it go.
This
is Soul Knight, by the way. Soul, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. Funny enough, I saw a commercial on TV about a new Fallout mobile game.
Ooh. Shelter?
Yes, Fallout Shelter.
It's super good.
It's
been out for like 2 years.
Oh, it's been out for a while?
Yeah, before the Fallout came out.
It's free on Steam right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. Check it out.
Did you have to
this? That was hugely popular a year ago.
Well, I don't have cable TV, and I haven't had cable TV in like 10 years because I never needed it. And it was just funny seeing that commercial. And I don't touch mobile gaming. I really don't.
So you played it?
No, I have not played it.
Oh.
No, it was a recommendation for me to play.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Chad, you should play this game. I saw it on
the TV.
Well,
Emilio was hooked on it for a while.
This is the first, I believe this is the first mobile game I ever brought up on the podcast. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
This was before Chi was around, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
A long time ago. Yeah, yeah. It's a great game. Play it, Chi, for sure. Yeah, and it's free on Steam, but that's new. That last week it came out free on Steam.
Oh, okay. Now it's on Steam. Okay, cool.
There you go.
So there you go, Chi.
A good topic.
Boom. That's kind of like sad, though, that you're playing the free mobile version on Steam instead of actually playing Fallout 4. Don't you think that's
it's a completely different game?
It's a different game.
Yeah. It's true.
And another thing on
Fallout's
Smite. They're doing a closed beta for Smite. Oh, Tactics?
Yeah. Smite Tactics.
So they're coming out with
it. I signed up for it. If you do the Founders Pack, you get free access to
I gotta do it. How much is the Founders Pack?
I think it was $20 or $30.
Does it come with the God Pack?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it. Bobby, can you look that up? Smite Tactics Founders Pack?
It's fucking awesome, man.
Oh, like, and so next week, I've already downloaded it. There's a brand new Transformers game that came out for mobile that I'm going to be playing per the recommendation of... Shit, I don't remember. Somebody recommended
somebody
it.
Awesome.
Somebody awesome recommended it. And so I'll be playing that this week and reviewing it next week. But I think it looks a lot like that Marvel game. Smite Tactics.
So it's... tactic games with all the smite gods. I think it would. They
is it
would
like
be,
Hearthstone?
There it is. $19.99 is the Founders Pack. Right?
No, it does use cards, but they're represented on a board, kind of like a chess board.
Okay,
right?
Interesting.
It's like a tactics game. You remember tactics?
I've with cards, Fancy Tactics.
So. Yeah.
It's all cards. So, yeah.
But with the gods.
Okay.
Yeah, with the gods.
That's
and
cool.
Those gods are so rich with lore and fucking abilities, like, and it's all there.
Creative, maybe even a religion around them.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
What I've been playing on mobile is Westy West. It's like the graphics are very Minecraft.
Westy West?
Westy West, yeah. It's like a very cowboy type thing. okay. Imagine like a strategy board where you're trying to get behind and flank units, but it's not turn-based. It's actually like an action game. So you got to move your guys super fast to try to get to flank people, but with speed, not with tactics, I guess. I'm having a great time. I've been playing it for 2 weeks. Never wanted to spend money on it. It's just great for taking a shit. Like, it's fantastic. Really good.
I'll have to give this a try.
Yeah, it's fun. That's why I brought up Qbert, because I was like, the thing with Qbert?
No, I don't think Qbert.
No, I don't think it was like that either.
So, listener question?
Yeah, we've got one listener question here coming from Warconius. What video game based on a movie or TV show and or comic book franchise is your favorite? Which franchise badly needs a good game?
This one's a tough one.
So,
what video game?
I thought about this because I saw this one earlier. One of my favorite series of books of all time is the Wheel of Time series, and they've never had a really good game. You could make a great MMO out of this. You could make a great RPG out of this. You could do a bunch of things with the Wheel of Time universe, and they just have never had anything good. And now all the books are out, and I think it's kind of like starting to die off on kind of the public consciousness. And so I don't think we'll ever get a good Wheel of Time game out of this.
At the same time, I think movie makers are like digging for any...
Yeah, and if they have a whole bunch of rights issues about doing a TV show or a movie or whatever. However, video games, I don't think has that same issue. So I think if you wanted to make a video game out of Wheel of Time, and there was one or two games that came out with the Wheel of Time franchise, but they weren't good, and they were like kind of like
Game
little
of Thrones
niche
is in
ones.
Its final season, dude. And that's going to leave a huge...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the TV show aspect, somebody owns the rights. And you can't, like, Showtime or HBO can't just buy the rights. Somebody already has them, and they won't give them up.
Netflix has that long paper.
Yeah, they do.
You know how much they make?
Did I bring it up? You brought it up.
Yeah,
over $1 billion a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell us. But, so, that's what I would want a video game based on a franchise.
The Wheel of Time. Don't read it. It's terrible.
It's awesome. Eye of the World's the first one.
How many times have you read it?
I read it every year. I actually picked it up today.
You haven't read it this year.
Yeah, I read this year.
Yeah. So what I have to say in regards to this, the reason why I say it's pretty hard thinking about something converted from movie to video game that I can actually compliment, the first thing that comes to mind is Batman Arkham Asylum, but that is kind of a original console game.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really count that in this category.
I mean, it came out for PC, but are you... But it wasn't based on, you know, like it's not.
I mean,
the only
connection really was that it's actually Batman.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's, you know,
it's really good. We brought it up last week.
Yeah, and then some other things where I would think games that I haven't played through completely, but I would say the Telltale series for The Walking Dead. was a contender for this for PC. And I know one franchise that I absolutely love and adore came out with a movie that I hear is pretty good, but I haven't seen the movie, is the Phoenix Wright series for Nintendo DS. Not sure if you know about that. I know this, but it's a game where, you know, you're looking around for clues, kind of like Myst, but you're a lawyer, and it's really fun. And they came out with a movie. Those are the only notable things I can think of, and it's either one element missing or the other for me, really. So,
cool. Kind of related to this question, they never did a Star Wars Episode 7 game or a Star Wars Rogue One game, did they?
They had a Lego version of Star Wars 7.
But that's also it, right?
I guess KOTOR would fall into this category.
Battlefront 2 has been announced, and it's coming out this year.
Battlefront 2?
Star Wars Battlefront 2 this year.
So they basically said, we fucked up on this last one, so instead of trying to...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So there's two Battlefronts and two game. Battlefront 2s.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's interesting.
Chad, you didn't... the first part of that question, you didn't have an answer
to. Oh, I didn't even think about it. Well, I sort of thought about it. This is kind of unknown a little bit, but the Sandman series of comic books. I just really love the Sandman series of comic books, and I would love to have a video game related to that.
You just answered the second part of the question twice.
What video game? Oh, I
what
did.
Existing video game based
Mortal
on?
Combat. Can I go Mortal Kombat?
Can I go back to Chi? Because Arkham Asylum was really good, so I'll go save that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to say that's probably the one, I don't know.
I would say KOTOR for me, then.
First one and second
I
one.
Enjoyed KOTOR more, because that's more up my alley in terms of RPGs.
And then what needs something good? Bobby, you have an answer? I'm still thinking of mine.
What franchise needs a good game? I think they kind of fucked up on the Watchmen game, and they could do a really good, they can make a really good game out of that.
I want to know Bobby's answer for what existing game based on a.
I'm just going to have to go with Star Wars. I mean, that's like the perfect. I'm surprised there hasn't been. I'm going to change my answer to the second part of this question. They need a good Star Trek game. They really do. Yeah. There's not a really good Star Trek game. Star Wars is like the easiest thing to adapt to a video game. Mm-hmm. Like lightsaber battles, space combat. I mean, it's so easy to make a good Star Wars game. And all the Star Wars games are really good. Well, the
Bridge Commander, right?
The Star Trek MMO I heard was decent.
Oh, supposedly it's good now.
Okay.
And it took 3 years to get there.
Okay. None of us are Trek fans.
I like Star Trek. But
so try the MMO.
There's not a lot of good. Nah. It's not doing MMO. I mean, they could make an RPG. They could make like a space combat game. I still want to get back into Pulsar Lost Colony. Like, we got to do a game night where we play that game. That's not Star Trek, but it might as well be.
Talk Heroes of the Dorm.
Heroes of the Dorm concluded this week. This is the... where all the college teams play Heroes of the Storm, and they win a full ride. Basically, five players get their college tuition, room and board paid by Blizzard if they win this.
Oh, that's
pretty
wicked.
Awesome. They do it. This is the third year they've done it. UTA from Arlington won it. Two of the guys on the team, I just want to say I've beaten them before. I ran into them in Hero League.
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby, go pro, will you? God damn it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Heroes of the Dorm, the top players like UTA, they're a really, really good team. But a lot of these colleges don't have very good teams, to be honest. But what they did this year is they had some contract with Facebook where this was shown exclusively on Facebook Live. In the past, they've shown this on TV, on ESPN, and they've shown it on Twitch as well. And the viewership this year was way, way down because it was just exclusive to Facebook Live. You remember a couple months ago, Blizzard had this announcement saying, like, now you can just stream your Blizzard games directly to Facebook. And it was supposed to be, like, something we were happy about, I guess. But Facebook has been trying to launch their video service, and it just hasn't been going well. So I think Blizzard was tied into this contract, and they had to do it with Facebook Live, even though nobody wanted this. And at times, the feed just cut out completely. Like, it would just stop because the Facebook Live application, whatever technical reason, just couldn't handle the bitrate that was being sent to it. So it was, I wouldn't say disastrous, because they did pull through in the end and had a pretty good showing at the end. But they had like 4,000 viewers for the grand final. And Jesus. Compared that to yeah. like last year, where you have like 100,000 or maybe 80,000. I mean, it just, it was pretty bad. So
did you try to watch this at all?
I did. Oh, yeah. I watched it. I watched as much as I could, even though I had to go to Facebook. And they don't even have a pause button. You got to right click on the screen and then go to pause. It's just stupid. But aside from that, I don't know, it was still a fun thing to watch.
So related to Facebook Live, I was in Hawaii with my girl, and we did the zip line, and she Facebook Lived the zip line, one of her zip lines across on Facebook Live. I thought that was really cool. They also have this thing that, you know, Instagram does their story where you do stuff and it lasts for 24 hours.
Yeah, Facebook has a version
Facebook
of that
has
now.
The same version of this. And
I think they call it story.
Yeah, exactly. And she was trying to use that while we were in Hawaii, and Facebook still needs to work on this stuff. Like, I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to get all social media onto Facebook and to get you to stop using Instagram and stop using Snapchat and all this other stuff. But they still need to work on it. We're not just going to fucking roll over Facebook. Step
well,
your fucking
game
up.
Well, the thing about Facebook is that at this point now, having had my Facebook account for so many years, I would delete all but maybe 100 of my friends, and I have almost 1,000. I am tired of seeing people's stories, to be honest, like that are no longer really relevant to my life. And I kind of quit Snapchat because of that. It's overkill in terms of, it's like,
we're still learning this social media thing. Like, we haven't figured it out yet.
No, I feel like,
well, it's constantly
evolving. When I go through my wall on Facebook, I can't filter the shit I don't want to see. And it's most of it. And that's all that I see.
That's
on top of that, all these ads on Facebook.
You're
now.
Probably the only one
and when
that
people
Facebooks.
Go, yeah. And then when people go live on Facebook, I am not interested in what they're doing. There's just no appeal. What I like about going to Twitch, what I like about, you know, our Discord or just the whole entire gaming community is that you get to narrow down your interactions with, well, mostly with the type of crowd and the information that you get. And like, social media to this day is so inflated with just shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
But let's be serious, though.
How do you filter?
Twitch is not good either. The Twitch chat is cancerous and fucking. And if you get a big group together, suddenly you can't see anything because it's scrolling so fast. Like, Twitch isn't good either. Like, they've got some cool things with the emojis and all that are cool, and it kind of can build community.
There's got to be a way to
slow this. But it's not good yet either.
Yeah, but at least you get to narrow down what you want to watch.
Because if you're on a stream and they've got 1,000 viewers or 2,000 viewers, I love it. Like, I'll watch some League of Legends streamers, and they've got 2,000, maybe 3,000 people watching. It's nice. It's funny. Like, you can read what they're saying, and there's the guys that are making jokes and making comments. It's awesome. But when you get to, like, 5,000, 10,000 viewers, it's just a horrible mess.
Yeah.
And then if you've got 12 viewers or 15 viewers, you know,
maybe
nobody's commenting.
Subscribers should get priority or something.
I don't know. Something's got to be done. But right now, personally, I'm not a fan.
Hi, Bobby. I finally have my answers. My favorite book is Ender's Game. I thought the movie was pretty good. My favorite comic book of all time is V for Vendetta. I thought the movie... obviously, you're never going to get everything that you want in either one, but I thought both of them did a very good job of presenting what the original idea was. And Game of Thrones, I would say, needs a really good game. It needs some sort of turn-based strategy that you could all... I was just thinking of Actraiser, and kind of like you're kind of dominating lands, but also you can go in and fight on the battlefield. That would be awesome.
You know what comment I made last night? I was like, I was playing
Fuck
Mass Effect.
Nico all day.
No, that's done and said. That's over with. I was playing Mass Effect, and I was like, this is Firefly. Like, the moment that I just experienced, the conversations that I had, the momentum of the movement through the game, I felt like it was just almost like in honor of the Firefly.
So speaking of Andromeda, their patch went live. It was supposed to fix a lot of the googly eyes, the weird animations facially, voice dialogue. Did you notice any of these differences?
Nothing major.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like I didn't have too big of a problem before. I think something about my particular character model, she doesn't look as derpy as the generic Sarah Ryder.
It's everybody else you talk to is the problem.
Oh. Everybody's a problem. Yours and everybody else's.
Yeah.
But maybe now that you're looking for it, maybe you'll see it. Maybe
I'll play this week also and give my assessment.
I haven't gone back. Not because it's not good. It's just like
I've been talking to a lot of aliens.
PUBG. PUBG.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of aliens in Mass Effect right now. So maybe that's why I don't really notice a difference.
Sure. Yeah. Because they're always weird.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on news-wise?
There's one more thing with Andromeda. I forget what it was. So Gearbox.
Oh, De Novo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you have a hacked version of Andromeda, you're not going to get these patches. According to them, their DRM protects their new patches, I guess. So buy it if you really like it, because it doesn't sound like you're going to get the patch.
But we're always supporting the developer.
Yeah, of course.
If you think it was worth it, then you've even in the past have pirated a game and then bought it post-pirate, haven't you?
Yeah, but I haven't pirated a game since, like, probably, what's that really graphically intense game that...
Crysis?
Crysis 3, probably.
When's the last one you pirated,
maybe two.
Bobby?
The last one I pirated was Dead Rising 3, and I played, like, 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, it's so bad.
To be honest, I don't think I've ever pirated a game.
I've never pirated a game.
Yeah, you have.
Movies for games now.
Oh, man.
I remember pirating a game.
Bobby wakes up. What?
I remember pirating a game only after purchasing it because I lost the CD. But that was, like, way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I know.
That's what I would tell the judge, too.
I've told this story on the podcast before, but I'll tell it again. I don't think you've heard it, but I've been busted a couple times for pirating movies, games, whatever.
What happened?
No way.
Yeah, but
porn,
one of the
what have you
that I got busted was for I lost my physical copies of the CDs for Battlefield 2. So I downloaded the ROM, and I had the key, so I downloaded the ROM from like Demonoid and burn it to a CD. This is like a long time ago. Burn it to a CD, installed it, used the key, boom, I'm ready to go. And then I got busted for that. So for a game that I legitimately owned, I had like the registration key and everything that I legitimately owned, I got busted.
Busted how? Like banned?
What?
How did you get busted?
My ISP emailed me and was like, you guys have never gotten those letters from your ISP?
Oh, yeah. We used to get them all the time.
I didn't know we used to get them all the time. Apparently, we used to get them all the time.
No, you would tell me, hey, while you're watching that movie there, I'm getting email I'm getting physical letters.
Yeah. I've also, like, things that I've gotten busted for from my ISP for pirating, the first episode of American Dad in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll have to think of the other ones, but there's...
That's definitely not on the air anymore, right?
American Dad? Oh, it is, and it's hilarious, I love that show. That fucking alien, Roger. Is like,
for some reason...
Roger's
every
the only
time
funny
I,
thing yeah. in that show to
for
me.
For some reason, every time I go to the gym, American Dad is playing, so that's my...
We should probably go at the same time.
What gym are you going to that American Dad is playing?
The best gym ever?
No, my I go to the gym... Same thing, 24-hour fitness. It's always like Family Guy.
Well, you get to choose your channel, and American Dad is the channel that I default to. I think it's TBS or something.
Now, this is one of these headlines that I wish that I read more, because it says Gearbox leads G2A, and then G2A accuses Gearbox of defamatory statements.
So you didn't actually read the article?
No, I skimmed through it. Okay. I actually clicked, which is a lot for me. But what's interesting is like...
Our dozens of listeners are eagerly awaiting your opinion on this, and you're not going to give us anything?
Uh-huh. Gearbox... leaves G2A, but G2A, like you said, is just a trading post, right? So what
gray market they call it?
Gray market, yeah. They sell keys, right? So
they don't even sell keys. They connect you with people that sell keys.
Exactly.
They're but a marketplace.
Some people do put their keys on there.
So like Gearbox does, or did.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, they might have. I don't know. We should. I was thinking about this. We should rename the news section to Secondhand News. Have you ever seen SNL when Bobby Moynihan does Secondhand News with Anthony Crispino? Look it up. SNL, Secondhand News, Anthony Crispino. And that's what we do. That's our news program here.
How about we change news to, hey, find this stuff out for us, guys. Yeah.
Headlines that we saw one time when we were clicking on shit. Yeah.
And the other thing is... another guy was saying, like, I'd rather you just torrent my game than buy a gray market key. Cause,
really?
Yeah. He's like...
Because at least nobody's making money.
At least it wasn't ill-gotten gains.
Yeah.
So that was... You know, that's one guy.
We have removed G2A link from our website, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so we are officially no longer supporting it.
It's weird, man, because nobody can say this is what they do wrong, for sure. But they do facilitate something that's not on the up and up.
And the one thing,
it's kind of like Napster.
The one thing on their, I don't know. I consider it positive for them is they support like esports and they support like streamers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know that in that aspect. I appreciate them, but if you're ripping off the developers, I don't know. It's pretty much you're out for me.
Yep. And if you're going to buy a game, check out DL Gamer first.
Yep.
DLGamer.us, right?
.us, yeah. We're all on the shaky shake with them.
Did you want to talk on that bottom note right there?
Well, yeah, we're going to wrap this up. So let's look at the week ahead. What games are you guys going to be playing?
I want to play some Smite tonight with Emilio. I'm going to play Andromeda and see how that works, and I'm going to play some more... Hearthstone. That's kind of where I'm looking at. Is anything coming out this week that I should be looking at purchasing? No, right? Nothing on the radar this week?
I don't think so, no.
I spent too much money in Hawaii anyways. Yeah, I'll probably have to pick that. I'm terrible at third-person shooters, though, so I'm just going to be a liability on anybody's squad. So I hope you three are really good because I'm not.
Two things while I had them. So, Bobby, are you using Wallpaper Engine yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You know, and I wanted to mention this.
Chose?
No, it's not running right now, but I wanted to mention
last
this.
Week.
Wait, what? That means you're not using it then?
Yeah, well, my computer, when I remote into my computer, it seems to turn it off.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
It always happens. It's kind of a thing that, I don't know, I got to look into that. But I really didn't like how it always showed on Discord I was running Wallpaper Engine. You can load it up. Like, you can start it up when the computer starts, and you can load it without Steam. Like, just go to the directory it's installed, you know, program files, whatever, and just run it from there. Or you go to Steam, right-click, browse local files, and then run it from there. And then it doesn't show in Discord, which I really like. And I've been doing that. But, yeah, for some reason, whenever I remote into my computer, then I think it's because of the settings I have to decrease the bandwidth required. It takes off my wallpaper. Not just Wallpaper Engine, but any wallpaper I have, it makes it gray.
One of the side notes on this Windows 10 Creators update is that they are adding themes now. And themes are beyond just wallpapers and stuff. I think it's going kind of into the... what's the app that you were just talking about?
Wallpaper Engine.
Wallpaper Engine. I think it's going into that where it's kind of got dynamic themes that can move and stuff like that, as well as different audio stuff. You can add different audio files to different clicks and all. So I don't know. We'll see when it comes out tomorrow, today, whatever.
Go ahead.
Well, as for me, upcoming, I won't be in next week's episode. I will... actually be vacationing out to Miami, celebrating my sister's baby shower.
Nice.
But you will see me back, and when I do come back, it'll be more Mass Effect, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and who knows what else down the road. I know in Discord right now most people are playing PUBG, and some others I think right now are playing Perpetuum. If you're an EVE fan, reach out to SOCOM45. He's really big into that game, too.
And he's always on always on Discord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he and a friend of his had recommended this game to me. I picked it up, installed it, played a little bit of it, trying to get into it, but I was not a big EVE fan to begin with. But it is very similar to that. You're controlling robots, And I really want to give it more of a shot this week.
But
it's going to take some time. And this is one of those games where it does not look good on a very high-resolution monitor because the text is so small. So I'm having a hard time reading it. You need to get the bifocals out. But yeah, Perpetuum.
How do you spell that, by the way? Is that spelled correctly right there?
Correct.
Yes, the two U's are right next to each other. Apparently, this game is just has a very, very small community. So I think some people who are really into it are trying to grow that. So I don't know. I'll check it out and we'll see what I think. But in 2 weeks, I want to put this out there now, give you a heads up a little early. But in 2 weeks, HOTS 2.0 comes out. I think April 25th, day after my birthday. So I may even take that
just
day off.
Just for you, dude.
Yeah, just for me.
Yep.
It's a Tuesday, which is the only day that I could ever take off at work. I don't know. We might be done with state testing by then. I'm not sure. I have to check my calendar. But I might take the day off, and I want to stream opening my tons and tons of loot boxes
because
I'm
going to
get so many.
Do you normally celebrate your birthday?
Not really.
You're going to get so many on multiple accounts too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, on multiple accounts. You can get up to 70, depending on how high you've leveled. But
so you will
my
get
main
70.
Account, my main account will.
You're going to be opening like 110.
Yeah, I'm going to be opening a lot. And I'm going to do it on stream. I figure it would be kind of a cool thing. You know, people like that shit. So, you know, come
so
hang out.
So birthday stream.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I would say you'd be getting smashed, but Bobby's not getting
smashed. I'll bake you cupcakes. I make some bomb diggity birthday cupcakes. So.
Cool. Amil?
I guess we got some complaints about not being diverse enough for the female listeners. So I did switch all of the Discord channels to titties. There's Chichis, Jugs, Tatas, Double Lattes, and Baby Bubbles.
Double Lattes, not just singles. Okay.
If there's any ladies out there that are really offended, let me know. Like, if there's, I don't know, I think Chi, you might be our only,
Let's rally all the females coming into Discord. Say
let
hi.
Let us know. And also another thing, I want if you're going to any kind of convention that has to do with PC gaming, let us know, and we'll send you out a T-shirt just for going, just so you can rep our things. Our 80s T-shirt should be ready in about 10 days, I would say, maybe 10 to 15 days.
Yeah.
And
you can get one by becoming a Patreon, right?
Yep. And or you could buy it straight from the maybe
from the website. We'll
we gotta talk. Yeah. But for sure, Patreon will get you a T-shirt, and it's $5 for a T-shirt. Basically, is how that works. $10 will get you everything we ever do. We're gonna do stickers this time. It's gonna be awesome. As far as games go, I've been having this weird situation with Dying Light's DLC, where every time it just keeps telling me that I own it, and I own it, and then I try to play it, and then it's not there. So I'm just going to flat out buy it because I love that game. It was one of my runners-up for Game of the Year, I believe, the year it came out. So, and then the following is supposed to be fantastic. So I'm gonna, even though it's going to scare me, I'm going to play that. And besides that, it's probably going to be PUBG and Smite. I mean, I hate to be a Bobby, but...
but Bobby's been Bobby so long.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, Bobby's been hooked on
And you know arrows. What? The other thing about Bobby is, like, he's climbing the ranks. Like, he's doing work.
Yeah, he is. You know? But he refuses to talk about him climbing the ranks.
Yeah.
And or...
When I go back to college next year, maybe I'll join a Heroes of the Storm team.
team
maybe he'll get a scholarship to go back to school to do a Heroes of the Storm.
Let's close this bitch out, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chad, Chi.
Oh, he's got one. He's smiling. He's got one already.
No, I don't. Thanks for bringing that up. Godly titties, everyone. Godly titties.